This goes to Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, McDermid. It's M-C-D-I-A-R-M-I-D. F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Vex 810-244-0226. Regarding Sharon, S-H-A-R-E-N, middle initial L, Clark, C-L-A-R-K. Date of birth 1/2/1946. And then please add, I'm also going to send a copy of this to Rosewood Adult Foster Care Incorporated. Fax is 989-388-5011. And then, dear Miss McDermid and staff of Rosewood Adult Foster Care Facility, this is a consultation for Ms. Clark, who was sent for evaluation of progressively worsening renal function. She hasn't had normal renal function since 2018, but it's progressively been getting higher, especially since May of 2023. Creatinine was 1.5 with a GFR of 37 at that time. Then October 9th, 2023, creatinine increased to 1.8, GFR 28. At that time, referral was made for nephrology. And we asked that labs be repeated 12/18 of 23, and creatinine had increased again to 2.5 on GFR of 19. And she was having recurrent urinary tract infections and was started on a prophylactic dose of Bactrim double strength once daily. She's also on oral potassium and meloxicam, so those three things will need to be stopped. Those medications all cause high potassium and worsening creatinine levels. For prophylactic use for UTIs, Keflex is a good choice. Usually with this level of kidney function, 250 milligram once daily would be a good choice. She is brought to this clinic by her daughter, and she does suffer from severe dementia with behavioral disturbance. Possibly Alzheimer's is what the daughter says. The patient is very uncooperative, does swear quite a bit, and occasionally tries to strike if she's unhappy. She was unable to walk or stand for us and was very difficult to get in and out of the car today for transportation. The daughter was very unaware that her condition had deteriorated to this point where she was wheelchair-bound, practically wheelchair-bound. And she has lost about 30 pounds over the last month, according to the foster care home. The patient is a very poor historian due to her severe dementia, but records were reviewed, and she does have a past history of hypertension, anemia, Alzheimer's dementia, recurrent diarrhea, hypertension, congestive heart failure, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease with back pain, knee pain, hip pain, peripheral vascular disease, history of melanoma, hypothyroidism, and history of DVT. Past surgical history, she had bilateral total hip replacements. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not consume alcohol. She is a widow, and she is living in an adult foster care home for the last 3 years due to dementia. Family history, no family history of kidney disease. Review of systems, as stated above. Drug allergies, she's allergic to latex, but no current medications. Medications, she takes multivitamin daily, Zocor 20 milligram daily, Aricept 10 milligram daily, Trazodone 50 milligram daily at bedtime, Synthroid 25 microgram daily, potassium chloride 20 milliequivalent once daily, vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily, Benefiber once a day, Seroquel 25 milligram once daily at bedtime, Meloxicam 15 milligram daily, Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, Lasix 20 milligram daily, Lisinopril 20 milligram daily, Bentyl 10 milligram four times a day, and Bactrim double strength once daily. Also, Pepcid 20 milligram once a day. Physical exam, height 63 inches, weight 126.2 pounds. Blood pressure, these readings were taken January 5th, 24, at the adult foster care home. The patient was very uncooperative today, and we were unable to get a blood pressure from her. But on 1-5, 24, blood pressure 109 over 80, and pulse was 69. She is uncooperative today. It's difficult to do a physical exam due to her striking at providers. She does have edema in the lower extremities up to her knees. On the right side, it's 3+. On the left side, it's 4+. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/18 of 2023, and the creatinine was 2.5 with a GFR of 19. Potassium was 5.9. Sodium, 137. Carbon dioxide, 25. Calcium is 9.7. Albumin, 4.5. Phosphorus is 4.1. Hemoglobin is 11.17. Normal white count and normal platelets of 158.1. Also, thyroid studies were done 10/9 of 23. Free T3 is normal, 3.26. Free T4, 0.98. TSH is 1.657. Last year analysis was done 2/3 of 21, negative for blood, negative for protein. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with hyperkalemia. We recommend that she stop oral potassium, meloxicam, and Bactrim immediately. And a note was sent back to the foster care home stating this. And to replace the Bactrim, it would be safe to use Keflex 250 milligram once a daily as a prophylactic med for UTI prophylaxis. All other medications should be continued currently. And we'd like to repeat all of her labs 1 week after the above changes. Due to the difficulty that the patient has with transportation and the fact that she's wheelchair-bound, we would recommend a follow-up visit in 3 months per telemedicine. And we would like her to have monthly labs. The next lab should be 1 week after she stops the potassium, Bactrim, and meloxicam, and then monthly thereafter. And all of this was discussed with the patient's daughter. She is going to check to see if the patient is a full no-code, and she may discuss with her sister the possibility of getting the patient on hospice also. She would be a good candidate to have a kidney ultrasound and a bladder scan. It'd be difficult to do post-void bladder scan due to her mental status, but at least a kidney ultrasound with a bladder scan may be helpful, but only if she'll cooperate. And at this point, we're going to hold off on that to see how things go over the next few months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.